You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Final segment here on You Better You Bet to wrap up this Friday and get you guys into the weekend with some good bets to be placing. NBA playoffs, play-in tournament wraps up today. Playoffs start tomorrow. NHL playoffs start tomorrow. What else do we have this weekend, Mark? We've got golf, which, by the way, you have a fantastic golf bet that you're sweating out. Tell the people what you have.
I do. So I fired it in this morning. I have a Straka to place in the top 10 at plus 330. And I'm kind of kicking myself because he was tied for the lead before we came on. I'm not sure exactly where it is right now, but he had a huge charge today. And he was at the top of the leaderboard. And I looked long and hard at the odds to win. It was at like 60-1. And I'm like, I should probably sprinkle. And I say, laid off. Why do you want to give some of a good bet away, right, on him to win? I said, I'll settle in the top 10. I did settle in the top 10. So that one's looking pretty good. And, you know, it was the only golf bet I made. Golf, not my wheelhouse, but, you know, hey, like to throw some in there every now and then. And it looks like we did a good job.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you just kind of throw a flyer on something you don't bet all that often, and I don't want to say a flyer. I know you did your research. You're better than just randomly firing off bets. But that's going to be a good feeling. Sitting very pretty with him being close to the top there, and all you need is top 10.
Makes you want to be like, stop the count, right? We don't have to play the other two games. Forget about the weekend. We just end it after two rounds and be happy. You know, we don't want everything to all fall apart on Saturday and Sunday. But I'm pretty confident. You know, he does a good job on the course. So hopefully that continues.
After my Masters bets, all four of my Masters bets lost, I'm going to take a little break from golf for a little while. Maybe another year until the Masters rolls around again.
That's how I was, during the pandemic. Like when golf came back, I was like, oh, I'm going to get into golf now. I'm going to be like a golf better. And it was crazy. Like I hit a couple outrights. I started off real hot and I was like, oh, this is awesome. Like I was so pumped. And then the spreadsheet went red. Like it went red for a little while. And I say, you know what? Maybe I don't want to go crazy on golf. You know, I'm like, I better slow my roll here. But you have a little early success and you think, oh, this is pretty easy. Golf, one of the most difficult sports to handicap, a lot of volatility, a lot of ups and downs. You really got to be careful, you know, which markets you're attacking. So that's why I learned my lesson. You know, the oven got hot, you know, don't touch it every now and then, just like the splash, you know, maybe a bet or two when the weekend comes around. Sometimes I don't even hit anything live until Sunday, you know, I'll wait till Sunday, you know, let things settle down and then I'll try and punch in a winner live. But yeah, I don't get too crazy with the golf.
Yeah, I'm with you. I can't get crazy with the golf either. I gotta learn a little bit more about how to approach betting golf before I dive back into it. Because we got to be smart with our bankroll here, Mark. And I want to be betting a lot on the NBA playoffs that I don't need to be wasting anything on golf, right?
Like we don't want to give away all the money we made during football season. That's two segments to me. There's like, you know, UFC goes all the way around. So I kind of have like a separate mindset state of mind with that bankroll, but it's, you know, you have your football season, you know, you win some money, you don't want to give it all away, like, you know, wasting time until, you know, we're, you know, getting through non-football season, you don't want to give it all away. So that's the thing, you have to be careful, you know, when you're betting all these different sports during this time of year.
And we had a big UFC card last weekend. No UFC this weekend. What's going on? Why not?
I know. Rare bye week, which, you know, idle week or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, you know, action starts back up next week. I'm a little bit glad because it was a little bit of a chaotic week and I was emotionally drained. Like it took me a couple days to get over UFC 300 and everything that happened. It was just an incredible card. The bets hit, so that was good. I was, you know, going through a little bit of cold streak there, so we ended that, snapped out of it. So that was good. It took me till about midweek, and then I started to miss it. I'm like, well, I don't have no, there's no UFC this weekend. But like I said, I got the vacation with the fam. We're getting ready for it. We're leaving in the morning, so it came at a right time for me.
Yeah, then you won't be missing anything when you're aren't able to watch regardless tomorrow night. That would have been a disaster. The anxiety of not being able to be locked in front of the TV for UFC when you've
phone.
Got, you know.
I've done that before where I have the phone, I have the phone in my pocket. I slide it out, the old, app that's on the app, the fights are playing. So slide that out a little bit now, take a peek down. But you do what you got to do.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Yeah, I feel like any sports bettor has probably mastered the phone underneath the table at dinner or like, sliding it out of the pocket.
Top of the menu when you're ordering dinner, you got the phone on top of there.
Exactly. Yeah, we get creative. All right, do we have a lot of best bets to get to over the next couple of minutes? So Jake, why don't you drop that dope-ass beat and we're gonna start this off. All right, before we get into our best bet, we've got the BetQL 5-star best bet of the day. You can find when you go to BetQL.com. Today, the model likes the under, surprise, surprise, 207 in the Bulls and Heat. Go to BetQL.com for all of your betting insights throughout the NBA playoffs. All right, Mark, start us off with some of your best bets for this weekend.
All right, we'll start with the NBA. I got one bet in the NBA tonight. I'm playing the under in the Kings Pelicans. I think we're going to get a good defensive effort from the Pelicans. This is like an elimination game, so we're going to see these teams slow down. Plus, I think both offenses, missing some pieces. So I like the under. It got hit pretty hard. I still played it at 210.5. I think it's still good there. Now we're going to go to the diamond. Two plays. Talked about the home run prop earlier. Pete Alonso. Mets have been hot. I think he goes yard in this one. You get a good price right around 4-1. And Brewers money line. Brewers matched up against the Cardinals tonight. Jake Hassan gave me the first instinct blessing, which is good enough for me. We're playing Brewers on the money line. Peralta, big pitching advantage. Kyle Gibson, 6.16 ERA. No good here. We're going to fade them. We're going to take the Brewers. And why not? We'll throw out some draft props real quick, right? I took Penix over 32.5. I think that's a good one. And another one I punched in is my Philadelphia Eagles to take a cornerback with their first pick at +180 on the BetMGM app. We need some corners. The corners are old. We're going to go get them with the first pick of the draft. So with our first pick of the draft at +180.
All right. You gave out some baseball bets. So let's continue with the baseball bets. Jake, what is left on your card for tonight?
Yeah, just a reminder for the people, the fade Blake Snell system play over 3.5 Arizona team total. I'm also going to go over 8.5 for Tampa Bay and the Yankees. That game's about to start. Clark Schmidt is a guy who gives up a ton of hard contact, a ton of fly balls. It never goes well. This Rays team hits 302 against him, and the Rays are going with a bullpen game. That probably won't go too well against, you know, Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, and Giancarlo Stanton. So going to go the over on that one. One that I love tonight, Joe Ryan over 7.5 Ks. That's at plus money. He had 12 in his last start, which was against this same Tigers team. Now he's at home for this start, where he has a 10.8 Ks per nine in his career. Really like that spot. Mark, I do like the Brewers overall tonight, but I did just see that Theo Vaughn is at the Cardinals game tonight, and Freddy Peralta does not have great history against the Cardinals, so I'm going to take the Cardinals team total over 3.5 at plus money. So Brewers could still win, but I like the Cardinals team total to go over as well. And then a late addition to my card as well. I'm going to take the Padres on the money line and a pick 'em against the Blue Jays. Blue Jays starter is making a second career start, and it was a good start, but it was against the Rockies, which, as everybody knows, is a fake team. Matt Waldron going for the Padres tonight. He's made a couple of really good starts. His last start, 5 innings, no earned runs against a Dodgers lineup, which you might have heard is pretty good. So I like the Padres at home in a pick 'em spot too.
Yeah, Dodgers aren't bad, right? They're pretty good. I think
word on the street.
Good play, Jake. I like it. Mario, you have some feelings about the Bulls game tonight that you'd like to discuss with us. What do you got in that game?
Yes, as always, seeing red. That being said, Bam over 38.5 points tonight against my Chicago Bulls. It's going to be a tough one, but Bam's going to dominate Vucevic. Someone has to score for the Heat. I don't know who it's going to be. I think it's going to be Bam. But someone's got to do something for Miami Heat if they want to be successful and want to win this game. I think Bam can do that. And he's going to expose Vuce a little bit. And then Andre jumping off the bench, I think he can dominate as well. So I like that. That one also is going to look at Coby White points. But then I saw that everyone in the world is on Coby White's points. And then like when that happens, I'm just like, you know what? I'm all set. I'll just cheer for the Bulls. But I also like the Kings. Mentioned earlier, I like the Kings. No Zion in that one. So I think the Kings can finally get a win against the Pelicans. And then, not feel the best about it, but I took Sixers in 7. I think they can beat them in 7 for the sole reason I do not trust Tom Thibodeau. I do not trust his subbing. I don't trust that if you watch the last month with the New York Knicks, Josh Hart, DiVincenzo, Brunson, there's one game they only dressed 8 guys, and like their whole starting 5 played over like 35 minutes. It's like, what are we doing? He overplays his guys. They get exhausted. And I think in the Sixers Heat game, that Sixers team last year would have lost that game. Sixers team this year fought back and won that game. Sixers in 7 could be my famous last words. If it is, I love you, Mom.
Wow. Did you say Bam over 38.5 points?
Points plus rebounds and assists. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, PRA, yeah.
I was going to say, that better be like some extreme plus money, because that's
plus 2,800.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Wow.
We're buying a house today, Kate.
I'm going to go with the Bulls on the money line tonight. A little bit of a passion play here, because I am, along with Mario, a Bulls fan, but I do think without Jimmy Butler and Terry Rozier, offense is going to struggle for Miami. Bam's not scoring 38.5 points. Maybe points, rebounds, assists. I can get on board with that. I also like the Pelicans and Kings the first quarter. I like the over 54.5. I think that game is going to start off pretty quick, fast pace, and then slow down as the game goes on. Looking ahead towards this weekend, I like the Magic plus 4.5 against the Cavs. I just have not sold this Cavs team is should be a 4.5 point favorite in the playoffs. Not going to happen. Pacers. I'm going to take the Pacers on the money line over the Bucks. No Giannis. Damian Lillard has been banged up this week, hasn't practiced Tuesday or Wednesday. Something funky is going on in Milwaukee. So I'm taking the Pacers there as well. And a little fun play for some plus money, plus 500. Coby White tonight, 8 plus assists. He's averaging 11.3 potential assists against Miami this year. That's going to do it here on You Better You Bet. I'm Kate Constable. He's Mark Drumheller. Have a great weekend. We appreciate you joining us. Hope you hit all of your bets. Make some money.